From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Chances are you've heard talk of a highway connector between I-5 and El Dorado Hills because it's been debated, discussed, voted on, and challenged in court for about a decade now. A few of the factors at issue have been rising costs, legal challenges, and community objections to the route. But last week, the 5-member board of the Capital Southeast Connector Joint Powers Authority certified the environmental impact report for the project, and they agreed on a general alignment for the proposed expressway. So there is now renewed forward motion, and that is why I have the guests joining me in my studio today for Insight. Tom Zlotkowski, Executive Director of the Capital Southeast Connector Joint Powers Association, Bill Myers, who is chairperson of the Sheldon Community Association, and Bob Holderness, who is special counsel to the Folsom Plan area. Hello to all of you.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Well, we had a big vote last week. So, Tom, let's start with you. What about that vote makes this different and gives us, as I said, some forward momentum?
Well, last week's vote was to certify the program EIR, Environmental Impact Report, for the entire route and to select a general alignment. Our funding in the environmental process in California requires projects of this size, 35 miles, to first look comprehensively at the entire route, make decisions based on alternatives or no build, and then decide on a route. We had four different routes that we had pre-selected, and now we have selected a single route. And also to adopt mitigation measures to protect the environment and to make overrides on certain elements of the plan. So
it's a slow process to go through all these steps. And then you have been challenged with lawsuits. And also joining us this morning is Bill Myers representing Sheldon. And this has been a big hurdle for the plan to deal with what happens in this project with Sheldon.
Yeah, I'll make it clear we were not part of the lawsuit.
Yeah, that's okay. A good thing to state. Okay.
The issue for us was that the route comes right through an established old community. And we by no means have been against the idea that you needed some kind of a traffic facility through. So the question is, how do you live with that? And, you know, while the traffic engineers want to lay asphalt and get on the road, people who live in a place want to, you know, have their animals and stuff. So you have to kind of work out how you're going to get that through.
So Bill,
we worked with a JPA and with the community, and we went through a whole set of negotiations and committee work, and we came to an agreement kind of on how we could keep the community together with that coming through. And that's represented in the new document.
And that route is generally down Grant Line Road?
That's
is that correct, Tom? Yes. And so where was the compromise here? What's preserved for you, Bill, that you were concerned about with Sheldon?
We kept lights inside the area. It will not be an expressway through the area. They can coordinate the lights, of course. Okay. So we will be able to, you know, get in and out our business area. We were very worried that the business area would dry up and just, you know, with tumbleweeds at the door. And that's not going to happen. Okay. So what we give up is we can't just kind of pull out and turn left out of our driveways. We're going to have to consolidate some driveways where you can only turn right. Then we're going to have to go to a light and, you know, do a U and come back and so forth. So I think there's inconvenience from both sides, but we can both live with what we have.
We also have Bob here, Bob Holderness, representing Folsom, because we have five governments at play in this project. So from Folsom's standpoint, how does this new alignment plan look?
It looks like a great project. It's consistent with Folsom's policy of having comprehensive transportation improvements over the last 10 or 15 years. We built two new bridges, new HOV lanes on Highway 50, brought light rail to town, and this is integral to that. And this will be on the southern boundary of our city limits and will connect us better with Elk Grove and western Sacramento, as well as our friends in El Dorado, and relieve pressure on Highway 50, which is a very constrained freeway.
You and I were speaking earlier, and I said, Bob, I remember this project going back to Mayor Ann Rudin's days when the first Measure A was discussed. There's a long, long history here.
Well, that's right. You know, Measure A was first adopted by the voters of Sacramento in 1988. It was the first effort to try to do something about our transportation problems by self-funding. In other words, the people of Sacramento County would fund it. And this is another project. A large part of the funding will come from Measure A that was renewed by the voters, as well as from developers, the cities, and hopefully the state or federal government.
I'm talking with three of the leaders in the proposed 34-mile highway connector project, which would link I-5 with El Dorado Hills, Tom Zlotkowski, Bill Myers, and Bob Holderness. Tom, the goal here is to have this highway operating by the year 2020?
Well, it would depend upon our ability to finance the project. Obviously, financing in today's environment is a challenge. The range of different finance mechanisms would adjust the completion date. We would like to be able to believe that we could at least start in around 2015, 2018, and get significant progress by 2020, again, depending on financing and the actual environmental process that other environmental processes. We have several layers of them. We've crossed the hurdle of the first one. But then we have to do more specific work within the individual segments. So we would like to believe that over the next part of this decade, we will make significant progress and then finish the project early in 2020 in that decade.
You know, I think part of it is going to start this year. Sacramento County is building a segment from the corner of Grant Line and White Rock to the corner of Perry City and White Rock. That'll be a key component of this road.
That price tag is a moving target. I think the latest figure I saw is $510 million.
Correct. In that range, right.
And so how has that moved? A lot of times when projects sit for a long period of time, the number goes up and up and up.
Well, the alternative to building it the way that we propose would be to just build it piece by piece by piece, like a lot of the local road system in Sacramento has been built over the years. That price tag is almost $1 billion and takes well into 2030 and beyond to build it that way. And it wouldn't have the same performance characteristics as this road. So building this now is a tremendous savings in money. We have a great construction climate right now. We are seeing new emerging delivery mechanisms such as public-private partnerships. Mm. The federal government is starting to put low-cost money available for projects of this size across the nation. We want to take advantage of that now. So this is why we believe that getting a jump start on some of the major construction elements sooner rather than later, waiting for us to cobble all the money together, is really a good opportunity.
It is staggering to think about $15 million per mile, or however the math comes out. Did I see tollways? Bob, you just raised your eyebrows on that one.
Well, you know, nowadays we don't just lay pavement. We mm-hmm. have environmental impacts we have to mitigate. And in the case of Bill's neighborhood, we've got to spend money to make sure that it goes through the neighborhood in as gentle a way as possible. And so they cost a lot of money to do
so
things.
So from
right.
your perspective, is that money wisely spent if it takes $15 million a mile to preserve what you were fighting for in Sheldon?
Sure, but we're not very many miles. and I think probably what we'll come down to will probably be one of the less expensive parts, mm-hmm. you know, simply because you don't have to do much that's new there.
How would this tollways idea work with the connector?
Well, certain portions of the route, approximately 20 miles of that 34 miles, are conducive to limited access with future interchanges, four lanes, and a very an isolated right-of-way, meaning there's no access from driveways. Mile spacings for intersections that eventually could become interchanges. Some private concessions across the country, around the world, have introduced this idea of leasing roadways for extended periods of time, and they actually collect the toll. And we would enter into an agreement with them, and they would actually build a facility with their money, that portion of the facility that would be tolled. And then eventually, over time, they would recoup their investment and then hand it back to the government to take over again. A lot of hurdles in that.
Mm-hmm.
The board has said to me, well, we don't want to rule it out now. We recognize there's a lot to do with tolling, especially when it comes to do with local access. And the idea that tolls are not necessarily part of our environment right now in Sacramento. We have them in the Bay Area, we have them in LA, but not in Sacramento. So it is an option for us. It's a tremendous percentage of the project that could be built, and relatively almost without any cost to the taxpayer at this point. It puts the onerous back on the user. The people that actually use the facility would be paying for the design, operation, the maintenance of the project.
Total road's better than no road at all.
a toll road is better. It is it is a concept for Sacramento area or regional area drivers to jump into that would be very new in our roadways.
Let me make sure we're clear that the section through Sheldon and areas of the built environment in Elk Grove and in El Dorado Hills would not be tolled. This would be only be in the selected areas where there really is no growth right now. And one of the good parts about tolling is that you then can limit access, which is a big concern on the environmental community because they always fear that a road comes in and the next thing you know that it's built and there's more traffic signals and growth actually leads to more congestion on the facility itself, whereas toll road actually really sets the footprint and doesn't allow for that ease of additional access.
Five governments have come together in agreement right now. And this has been a long-term process. What's the next step, and what's the most immediate hurdle that's next?
Well, from the technical side, from the project side, we will be doing design guidelines. We're going to be using community groups to help design some of the sustainability elements, the community enhancements within the project itself. We want to make this project more of a statement of a quality of life for Sacramento and not just a transportation project. So we're going to be doing a lot of work on kind of putting a finer line together for our design. And then the financing is the next piece. The financing always will be a significant component of our work right up to the point where we start turning ground. And as Bob said, small portions of the project are going to be built by local government, and then they will hopefully be part of the connector once we start building bigger pieces of it as the authority does.
Bob, I feel like you have the broad vision here of transportation in the county and the long-term picture of what the governments have been trying to do. How do you feel we are in terms of reality at this point?
Oh, I think this is a real project. There are local governments are motivated to build it. We've got a financing source. While it's not adequate to fund the whole project, it's adequate to build the foundation. And you know, our region now knows how to do projects, and we know what we need to do to attract federal and state money to help us. We have a local match, which is very important to making that happen. What I mean by that is the local taxpayers are putting some of their money on the table, and they're going to the state and the federal government saying, okay, match us. We put our dollar up, you put your dollar up. And that makes it a viable project.
Bill, what's the win here for Sheldon?
There is no real win. What we managed to do is not die. Okay. And that's not easy. I mean, that basically is a win of a sort because it should be said, we have a lot of work to do yet. What's happened now are the guidelines for a project. But when it comes to the project level, then we'll have to have a lot of these discussions all over whose driveway cuts off, who can turn right, and so forth.
A lot of project details ahead and a lot of opinions still to come from the community. But I thank you very much. And at least there's one step forward. And I anticipate that we'll all be gathered here in this room again in not too distant future. Thank you, Tom Zlotkowski, Bill Myers, and Bob Holderness.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Up next, a chat with students who are pulling together to help other students stay in school.